Support for unions in the U.S. has reached the highest level since 1965 as a wave of first-ever unionization has swept through big-name companies such as Amazon, Starbucks, and REI. Still, only a small share of U.S. workers are unionized. Today on Labor Day, we're checking in on the state of U.S. labor organizing with NPR's Lena Selyukh. We've seen a lot of headlines about recent union wins. How historic is this moment?
Yeah, we have seen a reversal of a long trend of declining union interest. This year, we're seeing union petitions up about 60%. Many workers are filing charges of unfair labor practices against employers. There are more strikes. They're bigger. Remember, the pandemic prompted millions of frontline workers to quit. Many people began revaluing what type of work they were willing to do for what type of wage. And it sort of shook up the power dynamic between workers and employers. Workers went on to organize at places that had fought this off for years, like Amazon, Apple stores, Chipotle, and of course, Starbucks, where more than 200 stores have unionized.
How are these new unions different?
Yeah, maybe if you're thinking like a traditional American union, you might picture a guy on a factory line, maybe. This latest wave has a lot of service jobs, lots of retail, coffee shops, also white-collar jobs like in media, nonprofits. And we're definitely seeing more women leading the charge. I talked to Sarah Beth Ryther, who works at a Trader Joe's in Minneapolis, where she said after years of whispers about a union, high-profile wins at other companies kind of put it in the air.
It made unionization feel possible. You kind of register it and then feel that it's possible in a way that maybe that feeling wasn't there before.
Her store became the second Trader Joe's to unionize just 3 weeks ago, possibly with more to follow.
Now, of course, a key goal of forming a union is to have workers collectively bargain. That's getting a contract with their employers that solidifies demands, such as higher wages. Is that happening?
Yeah, that's the flip side of the story. Even with the highest profile union wins, none of them are close to reaching a contract. Companies have many paths to try to slow down or even reverse labor organizing. They're challenging many of the wins, like Amazon has been appealing to overturn the union victory at its Staten Island warehouse. At Starbucks, it's been 9 months since that first union win, and only three out of over 200 have even started negotiations. Organizer Michelle Eisen says the company is dragging its feet.
I think their hope is that they're going to tire people out to the point of, you know, the leaders in this movement, you know, getting tired and moving on to something else.
Starbucks, of course, disputes this. There are just so many legal delays to get through. Both Amazon and Starbucks, for example, are pursuing a remarkable challenge to the fairness of the union election process itself.
So stepping back a second, then, I mean, how much are things really changing then? I mean, are unions winning?
Yeah, okay. So only about 10% of American workers belong to a union. But the latest Gallup poll found 71% of Americans approve of unions. And labor experts say particularly young people are engaged and potentially growing a new generation of organizers.
That's NPR's Lena Selyukh. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.